just in the family would be his what name?
His real name.
Okay, and then something very, a special name for him. What might you call a special name?
His permanent name. His pet's name.
A pet name, all right. Did you ever hear that called by any other, referred to as anything else, a pet name? Now, I don't mean to give me a pet name, but did you ever hear that called, referred to as anything else?
No.
No, all right. No. What about what you push a baby in? Now, this is the something on wheels, and you can put the baby in it, and it will lie down. What is that?
A stroller.
All right, now this is, do you remember seeing the old
carriages.
Ones? What is it?
Carriages.
All right. And do you remember seeing any that had, I'm sure this wasn't in your time, or I don't remember too many of these, but I've seen them, the kind that had big wheels, great big wheels, Lucille.
I seen one of Miss Minnie Hart, a colored lady. She had one, and we thought it was something special because the first one we ever seen. It had great big wheels on it. It was a high buggy. Then it had this great big old top come over it.
Mm-hmm. A hood over the top.
Yes, ma'am.
You remember what that was called, or what did you call it?
We called it a carriage, baby carriage.
All right. Or but, you said something else a minute ago,
a buggy.
Did you call it that, too?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This, I had never seen one. This is the first time I've seen it. It had great big wheels, you know.
That's right, yes. I don't think they were as used as commonly, though, as the small ones. Do you just sort
no,
of
ma'am.
Baby carriage, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you put the baby in the carriage, you go out and do what with it? You're going to go out with the baby, and you would say, I'm going to go...
Put the baby in the carriage.
And then do what with him?
Take him a ride.
All right. Might you say... You were going to, would you use any other expression for that rather than take him for a ride? Might you say anything else?
No.
All right, that's all right. How would you say about your children? One of them is more, let's see, comparing the children. You might say one is more...
Smarter.
Smarter, all right. And one acts older and so on. You might say he's more...
Grown up.
Pardon me?
Grown up.
All right. Now, tell me again. You have how many children, Lucille?
Six.
Six what?
Six children.
All right. You have how many... Daughters, say that. How many?
Four daughters and two sons.
All right. So then your children are boys and?
Girls.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a woman is going to have a child, you would say that she is?
Going to have a baby.
All right. Would you say anything else? Would you express it any other way?
She's expecting a baby.
Okay. What about joking terms? If you're going to be joking about this, what might you say?
I used to joke children everywhere the babies come around. I said, they're going to the hospital to get them. They said, well, how do you get them? I said, they order them.
They order them. All right, okay.
They said, order them where? I said, they order them out of book like you do clothes.
That's all right. That's good. Okay. If you don't, and that usually satisfies them for a little while, doesn't it?
Yes, it do.
But
sure
look out when they want to order another one, Lucille.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for would be called a...
Midwife.
Are there any other names for a midwife that you know?